This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Harry Siegel of The City, an online journal. He's a senior editor, as well as writing his column for the New York Daily News about serial investigations of Mayor Eric Adams at many levels of investigation, about his conduct or the conduct of people he knows, conduct of his campaign for mayor and fundraising. There are so many different directions here. Harry pulls it all together by reminding us of a remark made by a rival candidate in the first mayoralty race, Andrew Yang, about Eric Adams's past. It's a complicated story. You need a scorecard, but in any event, it speaks to how nearly half of the people who live in New York are very unhappy with the conditions since the pandemic, and some are planning to leave in the next 5 years. The conditions are rough, and leaders are needed, and Mayor Eric Adams is questioned routinely about his conduct and his decision-making. Here's Harry Siegel, The City, an online journal I recommend. I think we can cite that as a story that's part of the chaos that we have to deal with, and City Hall's the other part.
Mm-hmm.
Adams, I'm trying to get a profile here. Is he sharp and cagey? Is he not sharp and sort of a pinball?
He's definitely sharp. We're going to see how fastidious he's been and how viable that is as a political and possibly a legal defense.
Yeah, the Greco story, I saw that come back in this news story about the couple of multimillionaires living in the plaza. What's the deal with that divorce? Is there some advantage in China about having separate business accounts?
No, he's a psychopath who's been beating her and seems like an unhinged human.
I see.
They're definitely really divorcing.
And he's been incarcerated.
Oh, my God. Let me make sure I'm right about this. The story's a little dizzying.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
So I don't think yet, right? He's pleaded guilty. I don't think he's turned himself in since then.
I thought while he was in federal detention for $70 million and then marked down, sell earlier this year while he was in federal detention for $70 million and then marked down to $60 million. This is her complaining that he's blocking her from selling it at a loss.
Oh, right.
So he definitely was
in detention because of the domestic abuse stuff.
Okay.
And he's pleaded guilty now, but I'm not sure if he's presently incarcerated.
All right. We don't need to get into their marriage because the one that's important is Greco.
Mm-hmm.
And Greco doesn't make any sense, except for there must be something else going on.
It's tricky to speculate about this, but I mean, what we can easily say, right, he's being deported, so I'm not sure he's going to be incarcerated here any further.
Yeah.
I mean, what we can definitely say is we just have an incredible laundry list of people pleading guilty to funneling straw donations to Eric Adams, many of them in the Chinese and Chinese-American communities tied to this woman, Winnie Greco.
Yes.
Who's a longtime ally of the mayor's.
And who has been a subject of FBI investigation, including raids. We're going to call them raids on her.
Raids.
Yeah. On
And seizing his phone.
That was the other fundraiser, not Greco. That was the young woman.
No. They seized
Eric Adams' phone, right. The young woman who was part of the original raid is not mentioned in this story. So maybe we'll get back to her. But this is the Chinese connection.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese nationals. Is Greco a Chinese national? Do we know?
We do. I am checking because I just want to make sure I'm right about this. I don't believe so. I think she's just Chinese American, but I am checking right now. I don't immediately see. I don't believe so.
Okay. We'll skip it. Yeah, she doesn't sound like it. Didn't I don't remember that being an issue of the first story.
No.
All right. I want to build this because these are about the mayor and then a sexual abuse charge, which is, I think, fresh, right? That's the first time we've seen this.
I could easily do 9 minutes on that. I mean, yeah. Good God, there's a lot going on there.
Well, I want
to. You have to realize that this involves Tim Pearson and his bosses, Phil Banks, who was flying on planes with the guys bribing de Blasio with hookers on board, and Jeffrey Madry, the chief of department, who got that job after he covered up an internal affairs attempt to investigate him because he was beating up his mistress in a park and when they were in a fight, and the police came, and he said, I'm Jeff Madry, go away, and they did. And then he covered that up with internal affairs. That's who Adams picked as chief of his department. These are his two immediate bosses. And Adams, of course, has his own suit now.
Right, that's the one I saw.
Oh, I thought there's a whole other suit, John, involving Tim Pearson, who's a former top close friend of the mayor's, who now works nominally at the Economic Development Corporation, but really is running the NYPD or co-running it, harassing this woman to become his driver so that he could have an affair with her and then basically ending her career, she alleges, when she refused. And the suit names as defendants all the people I just mentioned. So a whole bunch of guys who seem to have real issues with how they deal with women.
And the mayor's circle.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to do this then, because I want to identify the city's anxiety now also includes profound doubts about the leadership.
Yeah, I think that's whichever of these we do, that's the connective tissue here.
And the Greco case, the mayor's circle, and now the allegation against the mayor himself of abuse, of sexual abuse, of someone who's come forward on that law that has been used to take Adams to court. We don't need to make an issue of Adams using lawyers. I don't care what he uses. Did we know about Adams before?
What do you mean?
Well, was he known as a rascal? I don't remember.
Yeah. We're not on the air. He's a motherfucker. He is a very, very known rascal.
All right. When he was in Brooklyn, he was known as a rascal, because I didn't get that from the coverage of the mayor's race.
One of the signal moments in the mayor's race came in one of the debates after Adams had passed Yang in the polls and was clearly going to win the primary and be mayor, absent some external event. Yang, out of the blue, this had not been something he was talking about when he was leading in the polls, said, Eric, you've been investigated everywhere you've gone. You've achieved the rare trifecta of local, state, and federal investigations.
I remember this. It was clever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It stuck with me, and it's played out that way. He is a guy who maybe is really fastidious about not quite doing crime, but maybe not. Maybe not. Definitely is coming right up to that edge.
Is the New York Times covering it that way?
They've been trying to, but they've not been terribly competent, is what I would say, which has not helped.
Yeah, maybe they know how vulnerable it is. Because after him, it's the city fixer, whatever it is. So
the public advocate, Jumaane Williams, would actually become mayor briefly, right, in most circumstances, if Adams stepped down or you know had to leave or whatever. This seems unlikely still, but you know Jumaane is prepared for this.
Right. Well, that's
possibility.
That's the kind of deal the feds would make. You step down and we won't do this.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be up to, I mean, that's not going to happen before the election, for sure.
Yeah.
Biden returned to office. Yeah, maybe then. All right, we'll just lay out the three. Because remember, we're talking to the rest of the country. WOR knows all this, but Bloomington, Illinois doesn't know this stuff. So just I picture Idaho. You can picture Bloomington while we're talking. University of Indiana is my memory. No, Bloomington, Illinois is not the University of Indiana. Is that? I don't know what it is.
Oi.
Springfield, Illinois. We're also talking to the capital of Illinois.
John, I'll be mindful that there are people outside of the greater New York area who need this expressed in a way that makes some sense, and there's a reason they would care to be listening.
And that's why the poll helps.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start there by saying half of all New Yorkers will flee the city in the next 5 years as quality of life plummets post-pandemic poll. And
although that is like the post being the post, like people saying that they might leave is not people will flee, obviously.
Let's see. 30% said they're happy. 50% 60 years. All right. Whose poll is this? This is the Citizens Budget Commissioner. Are they legit?
They're very legit. Like this is as clean and thorough as it gets.
Okay. Half of all New Yorkers plan to stay in the city over the next 5 years, and anger over quality of life has skyrocketed. And what is that? Just over half plan to stay. So they interpret that by saying half are going to flee. All right. I'm going to be general about it, not 250%. A new poll indicates broad-based unhappiness with the quality of life in New York.
And half of New Yorkers say they may leave in the next 5 years.
Okay. Plenty of room in Connecticut, folks. Small town USA. Everybody knows everything. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Solar panels going up. And then the moment you say solar panels, the truck's at your front door asking if you want help. So I made the mistake of filling
out. So much federal subsidy.
Well, Connecticut subsidy. I made the mistake of clicking on a button one morning when they were saying, find out your zip code or whether you're eligible.
Yeah.
And after that, I've been bombarded by phone calls.
Yeah.
So what I did was I said yes to one guy to consult with him tomorrow on Zoom. And I said, we can consult about this because I do want to know pricing. However, can you help me and get rid of all these other pesky calls? He said, no problem, pal. And they went away. So I think it's all one shop. One shop with many phone numbers. Yeah. All right, here we go. 9 minutes for tonight, Harry. Lead the show in New York. 5, 4. And regards to Greg Smith, he's working hard. 5, 4. 3, 2, 1. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. New York City. A new poll by the Citizens Budget Commission indicates that nearly half the people of New York intend to leave, depart, because of quality of life since the pandemic lifted. I welcome my colleague, Harry Siegel, of the city, a senior editor. He also writes a column for the New York Daily News to help me understand not just this poll, but items in The City, an online journal I recommend, that point to the mayor in several instances and raise questions about his leadership. Harry, a very good evening to you. The mayor of New York is a man who was a police officer, was the president of the Brooklyn Borough, now a very successful part of New York, and is now in some fashion named in several investigations. The one I want to start with involves Chinese nationals, fundraising for his campaign, raids by the FBI. Have I got it all, Harry? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. There's a ton going on, but I'm going to try to make this simple for people who have not been following it. A Chinese billionaire has pleaded guilty to funneling straw donations to politicians, including Mayor Eric Adams. This is not the first, not the second, I don't think it's the third. It depends on how you count. But at least the third, probably the fourth instance of investigations or guilty pleas or coming trials of people who have given money under false pretenses to Adams' winning mayoral campaign. This includes an ex-cop who he's known for decades. And it includes a number of people with ties to both Turkey and in this instance, to China. Adams says he doesn't really know who this guy is. You deal with lots of people on campaigns, but an investigation from my colleague at the city, Yoav Gonen, and April Zhu of Documented, another excellent newsroom that covers immigrant issues in New York, showed that there are numerous ties between this billionaire, Huy Quynh, and his now ex-wife, who he was abusive toward, it appears, Emma Liu, according to divorce filings. So they're in turn tied to Winnie Greco, whose houses in the Bronx were raided by the FBI last month. Eric Adams had his own cell phone seized. And taking a step back from all of these swirling corruption questions and what appear to be two different federal investigations of the guy who called himself the new face of the Democratic Party by the Justice Department in a Democratic administration, you have Adams ran and won on a promise, a post-pandemic turnaround promise that he was going to make the city safer, New Yorkers feel considerably less safe than they did in 2017, and even just a year or two ago, by every polling measure, you know, he seems like he is failing to deliver on his core promise, and that New Yorkers are taking an increasingly dark view while all this is happening. There are all of these corruption investigations. I mean, we have not even talked about the various suits alleging sexual misconduct and wrongdoing, one involving Adams decades ago from a woman he says he does not remember dealing with when he was a police officer, and several others involving prominent members of his administration and very close political allies. So it's not looking good here for New Yorkers or for their mayor, I would say, at the moment.
You remind me, Harry, during the campaign for the mayor's office, that another candidate who was prominent in the news for some time and then fell behind Mayor Adams, the eventual winner, commented about investigations going on at local, state, and federal level. Who was that, Harry?
It was Andrew Yang, the guy who became nationally prominent running in the Democratic primary and being good on television, and then ran a, in my view, as I wrote at the time, a fairly ridiculous campaign for mayor, somebody who hadn't even bothered voting here, but was for quite a while the front runner. He had a sunny disposition. He wasn't a familiar face the same ways. And he surged. And then Adams passed him at a certain point. And one of the final debates, Yang took on a much darker tone. And he said, look, Eric, you've been investigated everywhere you've been, at every level of government. You've had a rare trifecta of state, local, and federal investigations. It's going to be the same if you're mayor. And couple years in, that prediction, I you know, was resonating with me as this has in fact played out. People are circling Scott Stringer, who was one of the former comptroller, who was one of the other candidates that year, who had his own allegations of sexual wrongdoing that derailed his campaign, has said he may run. A whole bunch of other people are seriously considering it, which is not common for a Democratic incumbent, let alone the city's second black mayor in New York. But Adams is in a real political hole at the moment and doesn't seem, and we haven't even touched on migrants, doesn't seem like he's providing answers that are resonating with the people of New York at the moment.
I remember the cell phone that the FBI took from the mayor at some point at a public event, and then I suppose returned it to him, maybe more than one cell phone, after they'd copied the interior. That's like a clue in the library that Colonel Mustard must answer to, something like that. It hangs out there, Harry. Mm-hmm. We've not heard
it. It was a choice. It was a choice to do this publicly as the mayor was going into his car. That was certainly not accidental. I couldn't tell you what it means, but I know it means something.
And it's been some time since that happened. There has not been any indication from the FBI what they were looking for or where they're going with the cell phone?
Well, that seemed to be involved based on other raids, including his chief fundraiser, who's a very young woman who was, right. I think, 22 during the campaign.
They raided her apartment as well.
Her family house, but she lives with their parents. So that all appeared to be related to Turkey and Turkish-American developers here and straw donors. There appears to be a separate investigation involving China. There seem to be different federal prosecutors involved with the FBI working with all of them, which is very unique. Usually these things are hashed out by main justice and behind closed doors, and one office or the other takes the lead. But it seems like there are a lot of different places. And Adams has said where there's smoke, there's not necessarily fire. But there's an awful lot of smoke, and it seems to be coming from multiple sources. What ties them together appears to be very shady fundraising practices, frequently involving ties to foreign governments, as a big running theme. And all this is happening, of course, as Adams is trying to get together a legal defense, but also has been fundraising aggressively for reelection and was doing so before it was clear he was in as much trouble as it appears he's in now, politically speaking, at least.
Harry Siegel is a senior editor at The City, an online journal. I recommend to follow these stories. They're in many directions, so you need something to organize, and The City does. He also writes a column for the New York Daily News. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Ooh.
Yeah, we conveyed the point without making the point. Something very wrong in City Hall. And I'm guessing now they're going to have to cut a deal with Adams to get him out.
He's not an easy one to cut a deal with. He doesn't want anything else. He wants to be mayor.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go to prison, obviously. But
No. And I don't know if they have any time to do that. Maybe they do. 25's a long way away.
Ooh.
Maybe they do. Is he still hanging out at that club in the Queens with his buddies that was under inspection or something? I can't remember what it was.
There's a few different clubs. He's hanging out in Zero Bond, which is a members-only club in Manhattan a lot. He's got a few places in Queens he likes to go. He's a big hanger-outer.
Yeah.
For sure. And what doesn't make his public schedule or public transcripts is always striking. You know, like he's not transparent in the least.
Yeah. It's a fascination. We have troubled mayors in many cities. Is it because we turned up the scrutiny? Because of the pandemic? Because of George Floyd? You don't know.
It's really hard to separate all this out. You're absolutely right.
And we have to be, we all have that sensitive button about, you know, it's a different world when you're coming down on somebody of color. It's a different world for reporting.
All the guys I'm talking about who are doing like this nasty stuff with women from public allegations and so on, they're all black guys. And that's going to be part of the response. And I understand that. And I'm not dismissive of that concern generally. At the same time, I can't not write it for that reason. There's a crazy story in the Times about the ACLU and this Asian woman they fired because they said she was creating a hostile workplace for her black superiors by using racially coded language, which is especially because it's the ACLU. It's really the details are jaw dropping. Like she said at one point, the beatings will continue until morale improves. And they write back, oh, you know, when you bring up beatings with an African-American, you're tapping into a loaded racial history and causing pain to people. Things like that. This is the ACLU. It's wild. Yeah.
We You and I survive by our wits, Harry. It's that old Hemingway statement. They tell you the rules, and they put you in the game. And the first time they catch you off base, you're dead. That's where we live.
Oh, man. What book is that from? Do you know?
No, I think he said it.
Ah.
Yeah. Now, I paraphrase a little bit. It was something like they tell you the rules the first time they catch you off base. It was meant to be a baseball metaphor.
Oh, it's Farewell to Arms. I just pulled it.
Okay. What is the actual quote?
You never had time to learn. They threw you in and told you the rules, and the first time they caught you off base, they killed you.
That's it. I surrounded it. That's us, Harry.
Well, on that note, knock on wood, we'll still be here, and I will see you next week.
All right, tonight at 9 o'clock. Thanks, Harry.
Thanks, Dan. Bye.
Bye. More of this later.